Welcome to this edition of Blind Cool Tech. I'm your host, Matt Roberts. On this edition, we're going to talk about ADT alarm systems. And actually, we're going to talk about one system in particular, the one that I have in my house, which is the SafeWatch Pro 3000EN. On the website, it's listed as the SafeWatch Pro 3000 EN Entrepreneur Edition. I feel that security is very important these days, and I decided that since we had an ADT system in our house for years that had not been was not being used, I decided it was time to activate the system, and I decided that it was time to educate blind people about alarm systems and the fact that we can use them. I want to mention a couple of things before we get started. This podcast is primarily done on my Olympus WS320M recorder. There are a few features of the talking keypad that I did not cover, which I will talk about briefly here before we get started because I feel they're important. There are four commands that you probably will be taught by your installer, but in case you're not, you have them right here available. To change the volume of the voice keypad, you do #023 for increase the volume, #026 to decrease it. You can also record messages on this keypad. To do so, you press #01, record your message, and then press 1 to end, and that gives you about a 2.5 minute message recording length. To listen to the message that's been recorded, you do #03. My contact information is at the end of this recording. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and if you have any questions, as I said at the end, I'll say it again, please feel free to contact me, or you can also contact ADT directly. Just as a disclaimer, I am not a marketer, employee, or anything for ADT, but I feel it is important for you to be aware of what is out there and available for blind people, and the fact that we can use and have security systems in our homes. And I think it is essential that every blind person consider the possibility of putting a system in, whether you live in an apartment, a condo, a house, or even if you live with someone else. I don't know of any place where you cannot put a home security system and use it effectively. I want to give you a quick description of the system that we have here in the house. We have about, I'm going to say about 10 windows and maybe 3 doors attached to it. Every room has at least 2 windows. The exception of that, in our family room, we have a wireless sensor on our sliding glass door, and we have a glass break protector that protects both the glass door and 2 windows. So I'm estimating there's about 10 windows. There may be less than that. There's at least 3 doors. I want to describe to you one of the sensors, which is actually the one on the sliding glass door. It's wireless, so there's no wires. It just transmits everything wirelessly to the control, which is located in our utility room up on a shelf. But the wireless sensor is a box, I guess it would be like a rectangular box, with a magnetic device that slides off of it when you slide the door open. And when it breaks contact with the main control box, that's what will send the signal to the alarm that either somebody's trying to break in or the door is just being opened. The system has 2 keypads on it. One talks and one does not, which is really nice because as a blind person, I know exactly what the system is doing. Some of this demonstration was done using a demonstration keypad from ADT, and some of it was done using the keypad my system has. We will also do some of the demonstration from the other keypad that does not speak, so you can get some idea how that would work if you were to have that in your home as well. I recommend the talking keypad, however,
If you want to use the other one, you can. Let's start by finding out the status of the system. And to do that, before we do that, I'm going to describe the keypad to you. They're both the same, by the way. On the front of it, you have a speaker, and then you have like a display screen. Below that is a door, which I have opened already, but it would be closed. There's little finger tabs on either side. You just pull it, door opens, which reveals the keypad buttons themselves. On the left side, you have at the top, the first button is going to be your police panic button. Below that is your fire panic button. Below that is going to be your arm away button, and then arm stays below that. To the right is your standard touch-tone keypad with your regular numbers 1 through 9 followed by star and pound. When using the system, your star and pound keys don't usually do anything. You use the numbers. First thing we want to do is find out what the status of the system is now. We do that on the talking keypad by pressing the pound, zero, and star keys in a sequence. Pound, zero, star.
Disarmed, ready to arm.
Okay, that's telling me it's disarmed and it's ready to arm. Now, another thing this keypad will do, if I was to open this door...
front door.
It will say, fault, front door. So you know the door has been opened. The arm stay features were demonstrated with the demonstration keypad, but there is one feature there that I did not go over because we didn't have it on that one. And this is the arm stay maximum feature. You do this by pressing pound 7, or you can press code 7 to activate this. Let's do pound 7 and I'll show you what happens.
Armed stay instant.
Okay, it says arm stay instant. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to walk over to the other keypad that doesn't talk, and I'm going to show you what it sounds like if you arm the system from there, because the voice is going to tell us that the system is indeed armed in the modes that we set it in. So it'll actually tell you arm stay instant when we get to that point. It takes about a minute for it to do that, so while it's doing that, I'll keep talking. But hopefully you'll get to hear what it sounds like for that to happen. And then we're going to go over arming the system from the other keypad that does not talk. So in case you have a situation where you want just the regular keypad, you can still know...
Arm stay instant.
Okay, it's an arm stay instant. And we're going to walk over to the other keypad now. This one does not talk, but it still gives you good audible indication of what the system is doing. I decided to have both because to have two talking keypads was a bit expensive. So we're going to disarm the system from the other keypad now. You'll notice the beeps are a little different also. And you heard a beep. Now, the commands are identical for both keypads, whether you do pound 2, pound 3, or pound 7. Pound 7 is your arm instant stay mode. Pound 3 is arm stay, where somebody's going to be in the house. There is a demo of that later on in this recording. But I'm going to show you from the non-talking keypad, what would happen if you put it in arm stay, what you would hear. Now you'll notice the other keypad is saying arm stay. Well, that's in the other room, so we may not hear that on the recording, but you heard the three beeps. That tells you that it's definitely in the arm stay mode. Let's disarm it now. Okay. Now, what's neat about this is you can actually turn the chime on and off as well. To do that, you press code and then 9 from this keypad, and both the keypads just beep, but we'll do it from this one here. Okay, and it's off. Now, if I didn't know that, I could find out. I'll show you that later on. Let's turn it back on again.
We're now going to move to the demo keypad. I'm going to show you the different modes and what happens with them. The only thing that will not be available in this mode will be the siren. The reason for that is because the demo keypad did not have a siren attached to it. And this is something I'm not comfortable demonstrating on my system because I don't want the siren to go off and alarm the whole neighborhood. Plus, I don't want the alarm company to be called for no reason. We will now move to the demo keypad. There is one thing on the demo keypad that you will not hear, which is a sample of what will happen when you actually arm the system in the away mode. The delays are also a lot shorter, if you'll notice, on the demo keypad versus my system here. I think the demo's keypad has like 30-second delay on mine. It's a 1-minute delay, exit delay, and I believe the entry delay is like 30 seconds. Let me explain that to you real quick. The exit delay is when you are leaving your house and you set the alarm. That's the time it gives you to leave before it actually will arm. In the away mode, the alarm system will actually beep to inform you of this. We will cover this a little later on in the podcast, and I'm going to warn you that the podcast is a bit disorganized because I was recording stuff as I thought of it, and unfortunately, there may be parts of it that are a little bit confusing, and if that is the case, please feel free to ask me any questions that you have. We will now move to the demo keypad, where you will actually get a demonstration of the modes, and I probably did not explain this very well on this podcast. Let me explain it to you now. There's three ways you can arm the system in the away mode, stay mode, and also the arm stay instant mode. And I mentioned earlier that it was called maximum. It is referred to as that, or it used to be. It's not referred to as maximum anymore. It's called instant. So #7 is now the arm stay instant mode. So you could do that, and the only way to arm a system with that mode is either code 7 or #7. And when I say code, it's whatever the 4-digit code is that you assign to it. For away and stay, you can arm it in three ways. I mentioned this again on the demo keypad. Unfortunately, I didn't know about the third way, or I did, but I didn't mention it very well. You can arm it by doing #2 for away, or you can press the away button, or you can do code 2. You can arm it and stay by doing #3, the away button, or code 3. We'll now move to the demo keypad, and I'll be back afterwards with a few comments.
All right, let's start with the away mode. And on this system, on this keypad I have here in front of me, I can use one button to arm it in the away mode, or I can press #2. I'm going to show you both methods now. So we're going to do #2 first.
Arm, away, exit, now.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and let it arm.
Arm, away.
Okay, we're going to disarm it. Now, let's say that I'm coming home. Let's rearm the system in away mode again.
Arm, away, exit, now.
Okay, now, we're going to wait till the system arms, and then I'm going to show you what would happen if we actually open a door. Now, again, this is not my system. This is actually the...
Arm, away.
That's the keypad there telling me it's armed away. This is, again, this is a demo. But let's go ahead and do... Okay, I'm coming back in the house.
Disarm system now. Disarm, ready to arm.
Now let's see what it does if I put it in stay mode.
Arm,
seconds.
Stay.
Okay, now, it's armed in the stay mode. That's if you're in the house and you're not going anywhere. You're just going to be in the house for whatever reason. However, if I... Now that's telling me it's armed. There's a delay there, so if you want to leave the house, you can. But now I'm going to go ahead and open the door.
Disarm system now.
Now, if we had the siren, it would be going off at this point, but we don't have that. Let's disarm it.
Disarm. Not ready to arm.
Okay, not ready to arm.
Okay, a few comments on the previous segment. You'll notice I'm repeating myself a lot with the command, and the reason for that is because the manual for this system is not very good. It is readable in PDF, but it's a bit confusing, so... And you'll notice the dog is moving around a bit here, too, and I apologize for that interference on the recording. But, as I was saying, the manual is not very good in PDF. You can convert it from PDF to text, but it is confusing when you try to read it. So I figure if I give the information more than once, if you do decide to get this system, you'll understand what to do, and it won't take you very long to learn how to use it at all. The remainder of the podcast, we will go over bypassing zones. Then we will move to the bidirectional remote control that you can get for this system, which will give you the same information as the talking keypad does, but it gives you a little bit more, and you'll see that. You'll also hear a demonstration of arming the system in away mode the way my system does it, which you did not hear before. You'll also notice that the demo keypad would beep when it confirmed whether it was armed away or armed stay. The system that you get will not do that. Apparently it used to do that. It doesn't anymore. There was also a problem with the recording when I did the recording of the demo keypad, and I didn't realize it until after the person who loaned it to me had left. And that was... that when I tried to disarm the demo keypad after it said disarm, not ready to arm, it locked up and I had to turn the thing off and turn it back on again. What happened on that segment, and I need to explain this, is if the alarm actually does go off, and we're not going to do that here because I don't want the whole neighborhood and whatever else to get alarmed because there's no need for that. If the alarm does go off, in other words, the siren does sound, when you disarm the system, you will get a message that says, disarmed, not ready to arm. That's because it's at that point showing you on the display what zone actually activated the alarm. And then what you have to do to clear that is you have to do code plus off again. I may not have explained that before. But code plus off means your code and then the number 1. That is always the way you disarm the system. You don't need the code to arm the system. However, you always need the code to disarm it, as well as when you are clearing the system of whatever memory of alarm they call it. You also need the code when you want to bypass a zone or an area that you don't want protected for any reason. And you also need the code to turn the chime on and off. Let's move on now to the next part of the presentation, which will be, again, bypassing protection zones, a demonstration of away mode, actually the way it occurs, and also a demonstration of the bidirectional remote control you can get that actually will voice system status.
Now, we're going to talk about the bypass feature. Now, again, this is not something that was covered on the keypad demo because I didn't have the knowledge of how to do it at that time. But the way you bypass, there's two ways to bypass a particular area, or they call them zones. The first way is to go ahead and open the door or the window, whatever you want to bypass. We're going to do that now. We're just going to do the front door here.
Front door.
I've got the door open. I want to bypass this door. We do code 6 and pound. And it's bypassed. Now let's put the system in.
Armed. Stay.
And we're going to go ahead and close the door here and let the system arm. Okay. Now, let's open the front door. And there's nothing. We can open this door all we want. The door has been bypassed. So what I'll do now, I'll disarm it.
Disarmed. Ready to arm.
Okay, now, I know what zone number this is. So I'm going to do code 6 and the zone number. And it should beep in a second. There we go. Just beeped. We're gonna do arm stay again.
Arm stay.
Okay, so we're now gonna wait for the system to arm, and what should happen here if it's done correctly, nothing should happen when we open the front door. If it was done incorrectly, if I put in the wrong number, then it will just sit there and beep at me to tell me to disarm the system now. And once we do that, I'll show you another way you can find out what your system status is if you purchase the two-way remote, which I really like also, because it will actually tell you what the status of your system is, whether it's armed, whether it's disarmed, whether the chime is on, whether it's bypassed, whatever.
Armed.
We're armed right now. Let's open the front door and see what happens. I did it correctly, because it didn't go off. Now, let me go get my bi-directional remote, and I'll describe that to you as well. And again, I don't know how good this recording is going to sound, because I'm walking around just using internal mics on the Olympus. Okay. Got the digital remote in my hand. There's four buttons, or the two bi-directional one, rather. There's four buttons on here. There's three in a row. The first one is you're going to be your armed away button. The middle one is disarm. And the right one is arm stay. The fourth button, which is down below and a little bit larger, is going to be a panic button. Let's press a button on the remote. The way you get it to voice the status, and this thing is not very loud, but I think it'll be loud enough if I hold it close enough that it will record or pick it up. If I press a button on the remote, any of them, it should give us status information.
System, arms, stay, bypass.
Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to disarm this. And the way I'm going to do that is press the disarm button and hold it down for about 2 seconds.
System, disarm, ready to arm, chime.
Now you'll notice you heard two voices there. You heard the talking keypad. You also heard the remote. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out in the utility room where we won't hear the other remote, the keypad talking. And I'm going to arm the system again. Actually, we'll do it in the away mode this time. Whoops. Let's go out in the garage here. Let's go out in the garage. We got the washing machine going. Let's go out in the garage. And a lot of stuff in the utility room. Let's go out in the garage here. And we got the door shut now. And let's arm the system in the away mode.
System armed away.
Okay, now it says system armed away. Now the keypads are beeping in the house. Okay, the system is armed. I can confirm this by pressing the button again.
System armed away.
Okay, now it's armed away. What I'm going to do, I'm going to show you that, let you hear that beeping, but we're going to do that from the regular keypad instead of the one that talks, because I have the remote in my hand, I can use that to arm and disarm the system. Now, it's going to sound the same with the stay mode like you heard earlier. There's no beeping when the system arms. It'll do the same thing if you arm it from the keypad or if you do it from the bidirectional remote. But let's go ahead and disarm it from the keypad because I happen to have it right here. Okay, now so disarm, ready to arm. Let's see what the bidirectional says.
System disarmed, ready to arm, chime.
Okay, system disarmed, ready to arm, chime. That tells me the chime is on. If I didn't have the chime on, I wouldn't say that. So now let's arm the system again, and I'm just going to do it from the bidirectional remote and let you hear the beeping. And I'm going to talk a little bit during this because I want you to be able to hear the beeping, but I want to make sure that we capture that 10-second warning as well when it gets faster. So let's go ahead and arm this.
System arm away.
Okay, you'll notice the remote just said armed away, but you heard the other keypad on the wall say armed away, exit now. Now you're going to hear that again when we get to the when we use the demo keypad to actually show you what happens when you exit out of the door and things like that. You'll hear that again. Now notice that the keypads are beeping right now to tell me get out the door because I'm getting ready to arm. Now they're not beeping in time. They're beeping kind of one after the other. Okay, now we're armed away. Now, here's another neat thing about this system, which I'll show you, and I'm not sure how well this is going to work because I'm going to have to use a phone to do this, and it may not sound too good on my cell phone, but let's try it. You can actually control the system from your cell phone, from your phone. And what I will do is I will create a code that we can use for this so that I don't have to worry about somebody figuring out what code I use. And I'll just go ahead and change the code that I use on the system for right now. And then I can show you how you would change the code if you were going to change the code. You do code number 8, and then I'm going to use 03, and let's use 5233. Well, it didn't take. Oh, it's armed. I got to disarm it. There we go.
Disarmed. Ready to arm.
Okay. I had to disarm the system before I could do it. Let's do it again. Go ahead and change this code. Okay. Now let me make sure that code works. We're using 5233 for this. Should get the prompt for the system code in a moment here. Try it again. Okay. Okay. Okay, for some reason I'm doing it too fast.
No.
Let's try this again.
ready to arm.
Okay, now it's telling, it gave me the status of that. Now let's arm the system in away mode.
Arm away.
Okay, you'll notice you heard the chime confirmation from the phone. Let's disarm it.
Disarm. Chime. Ready. To arm.
Okay, more comments on the last segment. When I switched from when I demonstrated the away mode, I went right into the phone segment. And I did not introduce that because when I originally did that recording, there were some problems and I had to do a lot of editing. This is a very piecemeal recording, and I understand that it may not be totally perfect 100%, but I wanted to get this information out to blind people because I feel security is utmost importance to us, especially in these days of crime and crime getting worse. Let me give you my contact information. It's Matt Roberts. Email address is matt.roberts, that's R-O-B-E-R-T-S, at gsebraylon.com. That's matt.roberts at gsebraylon.com. Contact phone number in the U.S. and Canada, 1-877-822-9267. I'm not sure if systems like this are available in other countries, but you can check at www.aalphadeltattango.com. That's www.adt.com. You can also give them a call, 1-800-ADT-INFO. That's 1-800-238-4636. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. And we'll see you next time.